It's still college football season. Championship week starting, in essence, now with Western Michigan and Ohio for the MAC title. And as always, we have our priorities in order. Thus, we turn our attention to the $1 million sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Mr. Sterling, how you doing?
Great. I hear you're making the rounds around the country. I turn on the radio on my computer, and I'm listening to different stations, and you're coming on almost seems like on the hour now.
Yeah, I got invited on the Gottlieb Show to talk about the coaching situation here, and they've been nice enough to have me on a couple times when he comes out here to do he's done a couple of Oregon basketball games, so
right.
He's actually our lead in, so we've really gotten along well with that.
Weren't you on a couple other shows also?
I've been in the past, but not this week, unless somebody's out there impersonating me. That would be scary.
Okay.
Although, why would anybody want to do that?
So who would you say are the three favorites right now?
I'll be perfectly honest. We have no idea. I mean, I like McElwain's resume. He's from Missoula, Montana. He's expressed that he really loves it out here. He worked at Colorado State, did a great job.
Right.
But you're going to leave a prestigious SEC job to come out here?
Well, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that if things don't turn around, he's gone in another year at Florida.
Oh, turn around? Yeah, I guess
he was brought in to coach offense.
Yeah, well, that's been a big problem.
And their offense has been pretty offensive.
Yeah, well put. I guess for intrigue, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, I mean,
right.
I don't know if Oregon wants to continue being the school that pushes the pace and kind of, you know, lights it up. I don't know if they can recruit.
Well, nothing wrong with lighting it up as long as you got a defense that can hold their own, right?
Well, and obviously the defense the last 2 years hasn't been bad. It's been as bad as any. It's been terrible. It's been horrifying.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the task at hand. A couple of conference title games, a couple of NFL games. ACC, logic indicates Clemson wins, they're in. Their only loss, 43-42 against Pitt. They tangle with Va Tech. Tech lost to Tennessee, Syracuse, and Georgia Tech. Hokies got a solid defense. Can they handle these guys? Tigers laying 10. What gives in Orlando?
Well, there's going to be a lot of empty seats in Orlando, and big mistake. I think eventually they got to start playing these conference championships games at the home sites because, you know, playing them at neutral sites, it's usually not a great situation. And I think there should be an advantage for the team with a better record. They got to come up with a formula to figure that out, but they'd probably not be able to get that right. So, if this was a 4 out of 7 or 2 out of 3 series, I'd say, you know, it's going to be a blowout here, and it's going to be Clemson, but it's one game. And Virginia Tech, every year, I don't know what it is, going back to Frank Beamer, and now with their new head coach, Justin Fuente, they seem to just blow a couple games. I mean, just absolute head-scratchers in their losses against Syracuse and Georgia Tech. But that being said, they're great as an underdog, 10-5, in that situation. And then also they have a quarterback that's under the radar. Everyone's talking about Jackson from Louisville, who it looks like will win the Heisman Trophy. Talking about his counterpart in this game, Deshaun Watson, who I think is going to be a real high first-round pick and do extremely well in the NFL. But this JUCO transfer, Gerard Evans, has put up 26 touchdown passes against only 5 interceptions. He's run for another 713 yards and 8 touchdowns here. I think he's going to keep him in the game. I have Clemson winning 35-28, but Clemson covering.
All right.
I'm sorry, Virginia Tech covering, but
Va Tech
Clemson
on the
winning
cover.
The ball game.
Clemson wins a game.
Yep.
By the way, their quarterback, he's not tall, but he's a beast. He's like 6'2 and a half, 6'3, yep. but he's like 240. Yeah, he's a good player.
And fast. Yeah. So no one talks about him. Does anyone talk about anyone this year even brought up Gerard Evans?
No.
Say, what's this kid about?
No. But of course, they probably would have, but then they were like, yeah, but they lost to Syracuse. We didn't even have to pay attention to them. Pac-12 title on the line in Santa Clara. Have you talked to Softy already? Has he completely lost his mind
yet?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he's called the house probably 9 times in the last 3 days.
That's awesome.
Out of his mind. He's having trouble sleeping.
That doesn't even surprise
me. How about this? He said if they win the Pac-12 title, he's willing to put on the 70 pounds he lost.
Wow. That yeah. seems insane.
He's a diehard.
I know, who he is.
You got to give him credit. There's a lot of big-time fans that become sports talk show hosts. He's probably the biggest fan I've ever seen in my life.
He's definitely the biggest one who actually wears his purple and gold on his sleeve on the air and doesn't even give it a second thought. It's unbelievable.
He only wears Washington Husky underwear.
All right, TMI.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, really. Well, in this game, one of the most unbelievable stories in college football is Colorado. I mean, they had 4 Pac-12 wins their first 5 years, and now they've had 8 since September 24th. The Huskies are just the best team in the conference since day one, though they really got outplayed against USC, but you know, they locked up the North. Doggies laying 7 against Ralphie, who we like in here.
Yeah, and it's up to like 7.5 to 8 most places now, and give Colorado credit. I mean, if you picked up every – I looked at the 4 annuals that I bought over the summer. Every one had them
last.
Predicted to finish dead last.
Yep.
So it shows you how right they were. I had them finishing somewhere in the middle of the pack. But they're much better in the trenches, offensive and defensive line. They have a lot of pretty good guys. Ask you this, is there any receivers or running backs that scare you for Colorado?
No, they're all very, the term we used when we talked about them when they played were serviceable.
That's it, serviceable. And Washington, I think you're going to see a lot of guys drafted pretty high in the next 2 drafts. They score touchdowns from anywhere on the field. 21 touchdowns this year, a plus 40 yards or more, and their defense only gave up 2. Colorado, just plus 6 in that category. The Huskies, no one scored more than 28 points on them all season long. They're plus 18 in turnover ratio here. They have too many weapons. Washington, 34-20.
All righty. Let's move to the NFL. Denver on the outside looking in right now. All kinds of issues, and now it's going to be Paxton Lynch at quarterback. They're visiting Jacksonville, who let's say they're disappointing. TJ Yeldon, questionable running it. Reunion time, Malik Jackson literally went from the penthouse to the outhouse, going from Denver to Jacksonville. Although in this one, Vegas says Broncos just a 5-point road chalk. What say you?
You know, I'm looking at this Denver team, and they're just not the same team as last year. Now they're facing Blake Bortles, who's thrown 10 pick sixes in his 40 career starts. Might throw one here, and they've also turned the ball over 21 times. But the Jaguars just seem to hang close. They've had some of their losses, and you look at the last 4 losses were by 5, 3, 7, and 7 points. They have talent on this team. You're just not seeing guys progress. And what I think is the telling point in this game here is Denver was in a war against Kansas City last week. And when you play a game like that, usually the next week there's a hangover. And I just think that Jacksonville's going to hang in this game. I have Denver winning the game 21-20 here, but the Jags covering.
The Jags.
Yep.
We continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Instead of making people who get caught like drunk driving, you see them on the side of the road cleaning up garbage, they should make them watch last week's Tampa-Seattle game as a punishment.
Oh, God. The first 4 minutes was okay.
Yeah, no, but it was just, like you said, offensively it was offensive. They almost got Russell Wilson killed. It's really doesn't look like much of a Super Bowl rematch. Sea Chickens, -7 at home. What's the play here?
Well, I look at teams a lot like I look at baseball teams. Up the middle, how strong are they? And I'm talking about running back, quarterback, center, middle linebacker. And Carolina's missing, looks like, two of those four guys. If Kuechly does not play in this game, and it looks like there's a good chance he may not play in this game, that spells trouble for this team. So they've struggled this year. I think whatever they had left, you saw in the game last week, and Seattle defense, pretty darn good. They held the Bucks without a point over the last almost 48 minutes of the game here, and this Carolina team right now, you know, going cross-country, you know, I think there's obviously got to be some inner turmoil. Now, weather could be a factor in this game, and got to watch that, and probably not a big play, and probably not a play for my service, but I think probably the right side here is Seattle. They win and cover 27-17.
All righty. We're less than 48 hours away from learning who's in the next playoff, big NFL weekend, and as always, when the bell sounds, you folks work to find those advantageous matchups for your people. Your game of the week, the Mountain West title game, San Diego, Wyoming. How do our listeners get that and all you've got to offer with your service?
Well, big weekend here. If you want to get that game for free, San Diego State, Wyoming, call right now, toll free, 800-400-9741. You get that game for free. My NFL game of the year goes on Sunday. Last year, we had the Washington Redskins. The Redskins were plus 1 point. This game was on November 15th. Remember clearly, they're playing New Orleans. I found a great mismatch here. They were at home plus one, and they beat New Orleans 47-14. So if you're looking for games like that, go to ParamountSports.com. Normally you have to be a monthly or season subscriber. You can get the entire weekend from tonight through Monday night, 12 to 13 games, just $97. How do you get it? You go to ParamountSports.com, use coupon code SAVE50, brings it down to $97, SAVE50. $97, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
I actually remember that game. That really kind of started the ball rolling for Washington. Cousins had a huge day. He had either four or five touchdowns. I distinctly remember that. Well done.
And he drove up the price of his contract.
Yeah, he sure did.
Probably by $5 million alone on that game.
Awesome. Lee, always a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.